With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, you can add Montana to the list of states who are trying to pass legislation to know where their meat is really coming from. Lawmakers there are trying to bring country of origin labeling back to grocery stores there in Montana. Imported meat makes up about 3/4 of grass-fed beef sales in the United States. That's imported beef that can be labeled product of the U.S., even if it's been only slightly altered or processed in the United States. Jeannie Alderson is from Montana. She's a rancher there and a member of a grassroots agriculture group, Northern Plains Resource Council.
We know that in the past, when we had country of origin labeling, we did have better prices and customers did know where their food came from. And we think that's a kind of simple and fair thing to ask for.
Well, Congress repealed this particular requirement in 2015. Alderson says legislation in Montana would help small family ranchers like her who have seen prices drop without country of origin labeling. In a world where more folks want to know where their food is sourced, she said customers also benefit from that type of labeling.
It's really important for our small communities as well as for consumers. We raise great beef, and customers ought to be able to have the chance to buy it.
Alderson says ranchers are still pushing for national country of origin labeling legislation. She believes by passing this bill that Montana could lead the way. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.